thinking about the readings. I don't know if you've ever had the experience where you've been ignored. Recently, this goes way back to May. So I was thinking about one of the options that I might have would be to teach. But in order to do that, I'd have to change my teaching certificate from private school to public school. And so in order to do that, you have to contact the Department of Education. So I sent in my a request. It was like, is this even possible? You know, how can you do this? And that was in the beginning of May. and I didn't hear anything. You know, so I sent it, each month I'd send up a follow. I was like, hello, is anybody listening? Is there? And I know they probably had a huge backlog, and I think they were also changing systems and something like that. So just this last week, I think it was on Thursday or Friday or something, I checked my junk mail, and there was a little thing that said, yes, you have to go to the portal, and which is what I thought you probably have to do, but I didn't want to pay the $100, you know, if that wasn't what I was really needed to do. And so I clicked on a link to go to the portal, and it was down. So anyway, but you know, when you've had that experience of being ignored, of not being acknowledged, you know, as a human being, just when someone doesn't even acknowledge your existence, you know, that can be a very challenging thing for us. And so what I was thinking of, the reason I was thinking about that is because in this reading here with the in the gospel, so you have this Canaanite woman. So the Canaanites were a group that originally, I don't know if you remember back when they came back from Egypt, you know, there was the Canaanites, the Jebusites, the Perizzites, there were all these different tribes in the area of the Holy Land. And so when they came back from Egypt, they fought a series of battles with all these different groups until they finally reestablished their kingdom. And so the Canaanites were just kind of one of the other peoples. They were pagan peoples that were living in the area. So this Canaanite woman comes up to Jesus, and she cries out, "Have pity on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But what does Jesus do? "Oh, here, bring the kid here. Let me help." No, he ignores her. He doesn't even acknowledge. He doesn't say, "Go away." He completely ignores her. Now, I don't know if you've ever had that experience in your life when you've tried to talk to Jesus and he just ignores you. Well, I have, you know. Kind of like the state of Nebraska, you know, just ignoring me. And so the disciples, so she starts pestering the disciples. Hey, tell your master, I need some help. The disciples, apparently she's very, very insistent, because the disciples are getting rather annoyed with her. They're like, "Jesus, send her away. She keeps calling after us." And he says, so then his reply is interesting. He says, "I was only sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But the woman, she's like, "Oh, so he's acknowledging my existence. He's not talking to me, but he's acknowledging my existence." So she comes up to him and says, "Lord, help me." And so then he insults her. He says, "It's not the right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." That's how the Jews would refer to anybody that was not Jewish. It was a very pejorative term. It's calling her a dog. But look how she flips it. She says, "Please, Lord." You know, and so this kind of term, it would be kind of like the... They had a lot of scavenger dogs and things like that, you know, that would run around. I don't know if you've ever seen those dogs. Just not healthy, disease-ridden, all those different types of things. But what does she do? She flips it around on him. She says, "Please, Lord, for even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table of their masters." So now, instead of being this mangy stray dog, she's turning herself into the pet, the family pet. It's like, give me something here. And so Jesus is using this as, obviously, as a way of testing her to see if her faith is real. And it is. He says, "A woman, great is your faith." So she's not discouraged by being ignored. She's not discouraged by being insulted. And ultimately, she has this belief that Jesus can heal her daughter. And Jesus says, "Let it be done for you as you wish." So the question that we ask ourselves, you know, is that, have you ever had the experience where Jesus is ignoring you? And what do we do? And I know my experience a lot of times is not to have, you know, this continued persistence or this deepened faith or hope. Mine is just like, I guess Jesus just hates me, you know? I guess, why even bother trying, you know? I want to give up. You know, and I think that's probably a fairly common experience for some. I don't know. All of you are a lot holier than I am, so I'm sure that doesn't happen here. But in, again, what do we do when Jesus ignores us? Because, like I said, I think that a lot of people have had that experience in their life. You pray and you pray and you pray and you beg and you you know, maybe you fast. You know, we do all these things to try to get Jesus to listen to us, but at the end of the day, it doesn't seem like he's paying any attention to us at all. So what do we do when Jesus doesn't listen? What do we do when Jesus ignores us? And so I think the Canaanite woman, what she really helps us to do is it gives us some insights into the life of prayer and the life of persistence in the life of patience. And so this woman, she continues to persist in her petition. You know, even when Jesus is apparently not ignoring her, what does she do? She goes to the apostles, she starts asking them, she starts pestering them. She has this continued persistence in, because she loves her daughter. She wants her daughter to be healed. And so she continues to persist in the prayer because she knows that Jesus can fix this. She knows that Jesus can heal her daughter. She has no doubt. She's probably seen him work some miracle, or maybe she saw him cast out a demon, or maybe somebody that she knew, she heard about that. And so she has this persistence in her petition to our Lord. But the second thing, though, that she also has is she has a certain, even though she's persisting and insisting, she also has a patience that she waits for Jesus to finally acknowledge her persistence and to acknowledge her presence. And so that's one of the other things that is, I get impatient. You know, it's like, I want to answer now. You know, I want this. You know, I want this, you know, whatever it is, you know, listen to me and hear me and act now. Not like 10 years from now. It's like, now, I need this help now. You know, it's going to be too late, you know. So she has this patience where she's willing to wait on her Lord. And I think that's the other part of it for us in terms of our spiritual life that we need to pray for are the two gifts of persistence and patience. Because that persistence enables us to continue to act, or continue to pray and to act and to ask and to beg our Lord, even when we're not seeing the results. And that's, you know, that's something through my, you know, especially since I entered in the seminary. You know, that's, I've always tried to have this hour of prayer. So every day I still do that. Even if I'm not seeing results, even if I'm not hearing our Lord, you know, I'm still here, you know, still praying, you know, and asking for that, you know, our Lord to just having that persistence. But then again, the difficult part, one of the difficult parts is just being patient with it. And because what is required for patience is a certain amount of trust in our Lord, that perhaps what we're asking for is maybe not the best thing in our, you know, for us, or that maybe the timing is off. Maybe it's not the right thing right now, but maybe sometime in the future it will be. And so just trusting that our Lord in that plan is you know, that he's really that he has in mind what is best for us. And again, sometimes I think that our Lord does these things. It's not out of spite, or it's not out of anger. It's not because he enjoys tormenting us. At least I hope not. You know, maybe he does. I don't know. No, he doesn't. You know, but it's to test us, and it's to test our faith, and it's to stretch our faith so that it grows. You know, because think about it. You know, if God just, you know, everything we asked for, you know, he gave it to us right away. He gave it to us immediately. Boom, boom, boom. You know, just like that. You know, there's at a certain point we wouldn't. I don't know that we would really appreciate something like that. But if there's something that we really desire, that we really want, and or that we really believe that we need, and we ask for it, and sometimes, again, it may take a long time. You know, think about, like, you know, say, so like when you're a kid or something, and you wanted, really, 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 really wanted something for Christmas. Like maybe like a Red Ryder BB gun or something like that. I don't know. I don't know if you've ever seen The Christmas Story. That's one of my favorites. Okay, so little Ralphie wants a Red Ryder BB gun. You know, and what is he, you know, he's asking, you know, he starts planning. You know, he's probably like 6 months out, you know. And so he writes this theme for his at school, at his paper, and his teacher writes out, you'll shoot your eye out, C+, you know, and, you know, it goes through all these things. You know, he asked Santa, you know, at the I don't know, Macy's or wherever it was, at the department store, you know, shoot your, you know, he's like, he couldn't remember, he's like, football, you know, then they throw him down the slide, then he crawls back up, oh, and BB gun with carbon action. Y'all shoot your eye out, kid. You know, and he puts his foot in his face. But he didn't give up. He was persistent. He was patient. But it was something that, you know, in reflecting on the guy, you know, he's telling the story. He's reflecting on his experience as a kid. And because he went through all of those things, and he heard no and no and no and no over and over and over again, it ended up being like the best Christmas present he ever got. You know, here's this guy, he's writing this, you know, he's probably 40 or 50 years old, you know, this old man like me, you know, and, you know, he's reflecting on it. This is the best gift he ever had. And so that patience helps us to appreciate, you know, the gifts that we've been given. So anyway, just some thoughts on that, to think about that. You know, what do we do when Jesus doesn't listen to us? And when we can have that patience, and when we can have that that persistence in prayer, it'll help us to ultimately unfold the plan of God.